When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can find us on SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are portable.
I'm only laughing because just the sound we had coming in where Key was like, well, you broke down, I'm broke down. It just brings me back to our 2-on-2 game when we were playing. Key was getting ready. I swear, Key was going to tear Bart Scott's tail up. He was so hyped up in warm-ups. I said, Key, calm down. We got a long game. Key was like,
You guys are working hard out there.
Yep. Key said, Jay, shoot it. I said, I'm tired too. Damn, what?
Yeah, well, I mean,
this is Key Jones, Jay, Will, and Max coming to you live above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17 with my eyes closed.
You have one job. One job to go out and practice free throws so we can get the ball.
That was the problem.
Yeah, one job.
That was the problem. I went to the gym before and put up a bunch of shots, and my elbow was so sore I couldn't even move. My elbow, everything.
See, Key, that's why athletes pulling injuries from working out. Max goes to shoot a couple of shots and has
no question, just from shooting free throws.
The jeans alone.
Oh, God, that was so good. God. So Key sees me walking there, and he's like, I think he's going to hit it. And then he's like, nah. The jeans alone,
the jeans
Jay.
Alone.
I had jeans on. I had like a suit jacket on.
Jeans. Hey, Jay, you know, jeans, but you usually, you know, you got some stuff and muscles and stuff. He was like this.
Just straight.
Yeah. No, not even straight. It went inward.
Inverse and went the opposite
yeah,
way.
He got the in. I'm looking, I'm going. He ain't got a muscle nowhere. It's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
But when Key held, he had the Bill Cartwright shot, though, because he held it. Do you remember when he held it?
Yeah.
Well, my eyes were closed.
He held it. Jesus.
I did it with my eyes closed. That doesn't matter. All right, listen.
Well,
anyway.
We prevailed. We won, so who cares?
By the way, I was listening to the sound on the way in. You guys talking about strong hands? Never heard of man say another man has strong. I've heard that. You never like shook a dude's hand and it's like, dude's handshake, man. What's going on?
Yeah, Jay got strong hands and big knuckles.
You don't say it out loud, though. That's where you go like, man, ever, dude's strong.
I have memories of certain dudes shaking their hands, be like, what am I? That's what is that? A mountain? But like, there's nothing like a steel grip.
Yeah, but you never said strong hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay got strong hands.
You ever shake Bone Crusher Smith's hands? Shake hands with Bone Crusher Smith. Jesus.
Why are you running to the defense? Key can defend himself.
Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, was discussing.
Strong hands?
Strong hands. No, I don't think so.
No. Mike McDaniel, no strong hands?
Was discussing Tua's status. Tua Tagovailoa's status.
Oh, you ready to blame me?
You're going to hear it with a question. You're going to hear the question. You're going to hear his answer. Listen to this.
As far as Tua goes, has he reached the point yet where he can do non-contact practice stuff such as throwing? Has he been cleared for that level yet?
So, has not been cleared for that level yet. I'm hoping to, with all three active roster quarterbacks, they all have injury-related concerns. I'm hoping to have some clarity on Wednesday. But as of right now, it's literally the same, if not more vague, than when I just saw you guys last.
So, look, even if Tua is cleared, guys, he clearly, I don't care what they say, that was a concussion when he staggered and went down, right? Then 4 days later, they put him back in the game, and, you know, it was, like, horrifying, really. Like, the Hamlin situation, like, looked like a concussion at first. It turns out he went into cardiac arrest, but the Tua's situation was sometimes when you see a fighter suffer an especially brutal knockout, their hands will get into like a weird position, but you could see they have gloves on, you could see his fingers splayed and everything. That was a horrifying moment, and it was 4 days after obviously some neurological event, clearly a concussion, and then another bad one. Key, I'm not letting Tua play again. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not letting him play this season. Would you?
So it's been four now, not three concussions? I just was reading the timeline there, and it had four.
This season four?
Yeah, it had week five, week concussion. Six, week concussion. 17, right. And week 18 concussions.
Yep.
Hell no, he's not playing.
Hell no.
It's not even a conversation to even have if I'm Coach McDaniel. At this point in time, as soon as the media asks me, is he cleared and ready to go? No, he's not cleared and he's not going. If he is cleared, it's not that important for us to go into a playoff game that we probably, I mean, I wouldn't say this as a coach, but I would say it's not important for us to go in a playoff game. It's more important for this young man's health, for him to get 100% healthy. Because even if he, even, let's say, even if he is cleared to play, now all of a sudden, he takes all the reps from the ones, with the ones, so your backups don't really necessarily get the reps that they need to be ready to go. And he goes into the game, and then all of a sudden, he's taken out of the game because he gets hit again. And now, you're lining up with backups that haven't necessarily taken the reps to get them ready to try to challenge the Buffalo Bills. If that was to take place. But when you have four in a season, there's not even a conversation about whether or not he should play if I'm the Miami Dolphins in the organization and the general manager, Greer. No, we're not planning.
Yeah, Kay, I'm disappointed in Mike McDaniel. I'm disappointed in the Dolphins organization. And if I were the league, I would step in and just reprimand and say there's no way in hell he's playing. And it's, as the internet would say, protect Tua at all costs right now. Like, just show from an empathetic perspective as an organization that you value this man's life and his health by not even entertaining the conversation. Mike McDaniel, from the jump, should have been like, no, Tua's not playing and we're not even having that discussion. Like, the reps and all this stuff, like, we are focused on Tua's health and him being in the best possible condition for him to return back to the field next year. The fact that you would even entertain that conversation, like, just brings me back to the point of, like, what are we doing this for? Like, it's just not about winning games when people's health is on the line.
Unless they just trying to catch Buffalo off guard. I mean, he did have a good game against Buffalo December 17th. He played.
So now it's
decent.
Gamesmanship?
I mean, after having
four concussions,
it's
gamesmanship?
I don't know. I would think that out of any medical staff in the National Football League, that they would know better than to try to put him on the field than anybody.
Guys, in boxing, if you get knocked out, there's a minimum mandatory waiting period before you can fight again of 30 days. Minimum. If you suffer a knockout. Because if you get concussed, it's like you're not supposed to get – it's very, very bad for your brain in the first place, not to mention to get it again. This dude – Key just pointed out four times he was concussed this season, and two of those times came within 4 days of each other. And someone needs to – I've been in situations where I've seen a fighter, he's taking a beating, and you got it, like, and then no one stops the fight, and he goes on, and bad things happen after the fight, go into a coma, never wake up, right? There are lines of defense. In boxing, it's the ref, number one, right? Number two, it's your corner. Number three, it's some medical person at, you know, ringside, right, with some authority. There have to be enough levels, enough redundancy here in terms of the safety measures that someone steps in and stops Tua from playing.
Can you also imagine if you're on the opposing side of this, if you're a Bills player, hypothetically, in a non-perfect world, if Tua were to play, which he should never play in this game, you're a Bills player, you just saw what happened to DeMar Hamlin a week ago, and now your job on the defensive side of the ball is to go tackle a quarterback who has had four concussions. Oh, just go hunt.
Yep.
Let's go back to what you normally do, and don't worry about this man. Like, what are we doing?
It's a great point, Key. It's not even fair to the defense on the other team. It's not fair. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. I mean, you would think that someone would think better of it, but we shall see. Meantime, Joseph in Virginia has something to say about your Chicago Bears, Jay. Joseph,
are you there? Joey?
What?
Rick in Ohio. Right. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
I'm
Radio.
I'm scared to do.
Ricky. Know. Ricky, are you there? Caller number two, not available.
Phil.
Y'all scaring me.
In Virginia. Man. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. If I don't hear from Phil, I know there's something going on with the phones. Go ahead, Phil.
Good morning. I'm not scared. From Newport News, Virginia. How y'all doing?
What up, man?
Listen, speaking on Justin Fields and whether or not Chicago wants to get rid of him. Now, there's a love-hate going on in the fan base. It's a lot of people that are not excited about Justin Fields, and I think we know the obvious reason why. He is the most electrifying thing we've seen at that quarterback position, period. You know, to put something around him, and we already know this year was a test run. And now that Poles and Eberflus see what they seen from him, we can't do nothing but trend up with him. I mean, Justin Fields is not somebody that I relish in the fact that people want to get rid of him for whatever reason to trade away the number one pick. Nah, man. Nah, we definitely got to build around this guy. We hold our breath when he gets the ball, man. This dude is bananas whenever he got the ball and he's scrambling for his life with a line that can't protect him.
Yeah, and no receivers.
I don't think people want to get rid of him. It was just a conversation that was brought up from Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager in the NFL, was just a conversation about the Bears having a number one overall pick. The Bears didn't say they wanted to get rid of him, and I don't think any of the fans or anybody in Chicago is saying that they want to get rid of Justin Fields, because why would you? He's better than any other quarterbacks that's coming out in the draft this year. Any of them. He's better than all of them. The guy from Kentucky, Bryce Young, Malik Hooker, T.J. Stroud, he's better than all them dudes.
But, you know, he reminds me, you say Jalen Hurts. You say little Jalen Hurts, but really big Jalen Hurts, right? But he's just
Call him little Jalen Hurts.
But he also reminds me of Josh Allen. Not as big an arm as Josh Allen, but a better runner, and Josh Allen can run. And Josh Allen was a work in progress. 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions year one. But little by little, they put piece after piece around him, and now look. And the same with Jalen Hurts.
You know, hey, you know he got a big arm, though, Jay.
He got a big arm. Max, oh, yeah, he got a big arm.
No, you said not as big as Josh Allen.
No, not as big as Josh Allen.
He may not be as accurate yet as Josh Allen.
No, his arm's not as big as Josh Allen, Key. No.
Oh, no. No.
He got a big arm. It's not Josh Allen.
No, I'm telling you, his arm is as big as Josh Allen. May not be as accurate as Josh Allen yet.
Josh Allen wasn't really accurate to start either.
But he's pretty accurate now.
Now he is. Jerry Jones says he has complete confidence in Mike McCarthy. Should we take him at his word? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range, or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPN Radio and joined by the great Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take, Her Take with Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. Well, that's the crew right there. New episodes available every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcast.
I'm trying to listen to Max, but I just get – Jay's moves are just so – they're just so fluid.
Can we do the right song? Can we do the right song, Kimberly? You ready? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Yeah. I just want to say happy birthday to you. Kim, we missed it.
Is it your birthday?
It was Monday.
Yeah, we missed it. So I just want to say happy birthday to you, love.
But there are two different versions of the song.
Yeah. Of the song. I think it was your birthday.
No.
You're born on a day.
I thought your face was because of the song.
Yeah, we celebrate Kmart all month long, but there are two versions of the happy birthday song.
But Kmart gets celebrated all month.
It should be a birthday month. It should be a birthday month, Kmart.
I'm telling you, yes. That is how I live my life, but...
Are you ready for hot news or not
news?
Happy
birthday,
he doesn't
say happy
care.
Birthday.
He's trying to get right over to the stuff. He's over it.
You didn't say, well, happy birthday, Kimberly.
I sure did say happy birthday.
He's like, yeah, birthdays. Yeah,
did you hear me? That I don't care if you heard me. Did she hear me?
I know that you love. It's fine.
I didn't say happy birthday just now?
I mean, it just was very, it got caught up in all the other show stuff.
Key hanging 1 second. Kimberly A. Martin, happy birthday.
There you go. Max, thank you.
There you go.
Key, would you like to say anything to Kimberly?
Y'all turn Key's mic off.
Kim. Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Kimberly.
There you go.
Wow. Ooh, okay.
Hot news or not news? Are you ready, Kimberly?
I'm ready.
Ain't T.
Lamar Jackson still hasn't practiced. It's early on Wednesday, but he still hasn't practiced. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news because, like you said, it is Wednesday. If he's not on the field today, you start to wonder about his availability for the game. But also, even if he is on the field, my big question is, what type of Lamar will we see? How compromised will he be with this injury?
It's hot news, like Kimberly said. Wednesday, if he's not on the field, I'm a little concerned. He's been on the field with the trainers doing football acclimated things to kind of get the rust off a little bit, but it's not the same as a game. And look, in this day and age in football, this late in the year, you're not doing a whole lot anyway. You're walking around. You're kind of just mentally prepping yourself and preparing at practice. And so if he's doing that, then I'll feel good about him playing. If not, then no, I won't feel good.
I'll say it's blazing hot news, and I'll come back to this. If you're Lamar Jackson, like, why do you want to risk injury again, saving the Ravens organization who hasn't paid you yet? Even if they tag him again next year, like, you're still in the same conundrum while you try to work something out long term. You've already done that once. Why even risk yourself for doing it again right now?
I think it's really hot news, and the reason is this. If Lamar Jackson can practice today, I think they still have a shot to beat the Bengals. If he can't practice today, then even if he plays, he practices. I think he needs every moment he can get between now and game time to have a shot at beating the Bengals. And if he gets it, I think he has a shot. But to me, today is the day, right?
But everybody keeps talking about this practice, Kimberly. You know, because you're out there at practices. It's not a practice. It's walkthroughs. It's simulating certain things to get your mind focused in on mental reps. They're not out there like practicing basketball 5-on-5 up and down the court. They're not doing that. It's like walkthroughs.
Okay. Still, if these practice times weren't important, we would never talk. They wouldn't do practice. Like, having him out there, it's been 5 weeks now. This is a long time. I think you just need the continuity, and you need Lamar back in the system, and you need him fully healthy.
Jerry Jones says he has, and this is a quote, complete confidence in Mike McCarthy and the staff. Hot news or not news?
I think as of today, as of yesterday, whenever he said that, he's probably accurate. I think it's hot news in that Jerry is now making a story. Like, if Jerry had just said, the problem is he said, I have full confidence. What happens if they get blowed out? What happens? What happens if Mike McCarthy messes up in some major way, whether it be clock management, whether it be not knowing the rules, and we are literally talking about Mike McCarthy come Monday on all these shows? Like, I just think Jerry put himself in a corner where necessarily he might change his mind, because if you lose that game, your emotions, how you feel Monday, this Monday might be completely different from how you feel next Monday.
You know, it's not hot news to me, because what else is Jerry going to say right now today? He's not going to say he's on the hot seat. He's not going to say that. What he did is he alluded to the fact that he has enough information on making a decision on Mike McCarthy is not based on a playoff game. Everything that he's been there 3 years, he could evaluate those 3 years and not one single game or make that decision. He's already kind of figuring out what he wants to do. It's just icing on the cake if he wind up losing the game. It just helps him pull the trigger.
Kimberly, is it NFC Championship game or bust for Mike McCarthy? Is that the level
you
they need to
what?
Get to?
When the season started, that's what I felt. But Jerry Jones saying just last week, this is the most talented team that I've had. Like I feel like he then put the target on them because he raised the level of expectations. Beginning of the season, we knew this was a good team, right? But we didn't think Dallas has to win the Super Bowl in order to assert its, like, you know, dominance or whatever. We didn't feel like this team was good enough potentially to win the Super Bowl, but a very good team. Jerry coming out and saying this team is one of the most talented or the most talented, I think you fall short of winning the Super Bowl now. You're looking around at your owner like, he thinks we should be winning this, and we don't.
I don't think it's hot news. The newsy thing about it is that he didn't say, yeah, right? Like, because everyone assumes that. But on the other hand, what Key said, like, I'm trying to think of a way he could have answered that question that wouldn't have led us to say, he's saying this, because we all assume that's the case, right? He's got to advance to keep his job.
But we're saying, is this hot news or not news? But it's a topic on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Cowboys.
It's Jerry. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Ryan Pohl said he would need to, quote, be absolutely blown away to take a quarterback. Hot news or not news?
Okay. This whole, like, Bears thing, I don't know how to feel about it. I think it's hot news because they got the number one pick. They've got Justin Fields. And now, from now until the draft, it's what will the Bears do with that number one pick? Like, last year, that wasn't a strong QB class. You had Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis. That was a year where you could take someone at number one who's not a quarterback, and you could stay at one. This year, you have some of the best quarterbacks coming out, right? And for them to be sitting at one, and for him, I just want him to say, Justin Fields is our guy. We are more than willing to deal that number one pick. Like, we are, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like, I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel about the Bears
is this a quarterback-loaded draft? Or are they building it up to be a quarterback-loaded draft? Because if I evaluate these quarterbacks and I'm looking at them, I don't think it's a strong quarterback class.
You're looking at Bryce Young and feeling like, I don't know about that guy. Really?
It's little.
Well, first of all, Kimberly.
So are you, Max?
I don't play in the NFL. By the way, Kimberly, I'm Bryce Young size. I don't play in the NFL. You 5'11", 190, you're not in the NFL.
I'm not here to tell these general managers who to draft and who not to draft. Mm-hmm. But if I was sitting in their seat, his projections, size-wise, doesn't work for what I like, for what I want. You know,
what do you like size-wise?
Who do I like size-wise?
Yeah,
I like big quarterbacks. I like
DJ Stroud's big enough.
I like 6'3". Big, strong quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm with him. I agree.
You know,
throw me the ball in the end zone because I'm the best.
No, it's not. It's not about throwing me the ball. I got the ball. I ain't really tripping on me. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, Kimberly. Don't get slick because I can talk back now.
News or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Thank you, Kimberly.
Happy birthday, sis.
Thank you, babe.
Happy birthday, Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Should the Cowboys fans be concerned about Dak Prescott? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I've got a lot more to evaluate Mike McCarthy on than this playoff game.
His ass is going to get fired if he doesn't win this playoff game, but it won't be because of the playoff game. I got a whole bunch of other data that's sitting on my desk. We're going to put all that together, and then we're going to put the icing on top with the loss in the playoff game to the Bucks, and then we're going to fire him.
Sound you heard coming in, credit 105.3 The Fan. Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion, host of Canty and Carlin, with us now.
According to Marcus Spears, what do fans want from Mike McCarthy? I mean, Marcus Spears coming up with more excuses for Mike McCarthy than somebody going to jail. I don't get it, man. I don't understand it.
Hey, you gotta
take care of your own, Canty.
I thought Marcus Spears was one of my former teammate and draft classmate, but he out here talking crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say to you, man, it was standard operational procedure for you to get those cards back in the day, Christmas cards. That was just all part of it. That was just all part of, you know, standard operational procedure.
Can you explain what Keyshawn
talking
about?
So we got to get some context right here, man. So Keyshawn, my rookie year, gave all of us Christmas cards, the entire locker room. And as a rookie, I'm like, a teammate giving you a Christmas card? This is new. I guess this is how they do it in the NFL. But the card wasn't from Keyshawn Johnson. No. It was from Keyshawn Johnson Realty Company. Like, this guy got a subsidiary sending me a Christmas card.
I'm
like,
card.
He trying to get me to do business with his company? Like, what's going on? Is there a Keyshawn Johnson Construction Company holiday party? Like, I'm just waiting for that invite at this point. I'm like, man, Keyshawn got some big boy bread.
It wasn't me that sent it from the construction company. It was the construction company that sent it to all the teams and the players and stuff like. Well, it had nothing to do with me.
Just told me he don't really give a damn about me because he didn't really send it.
No,
it was the construction company.
See,
it wasn't him.
Damn, he gives a damn about ancillary income. You know what I mean? Those brokerage fees, man.
Plus, you know, he's a young player, just got into the league. Maybe he's looking for a career.
Jay and Max got nice
business. You know what I mean?
Let me find out he sold you a house.
He don't know no better. Let's get it.
That's so stupid, man.
Keyshawn Johnson praying on young boys in the league.
Low HOA fees.
Anyway, let's take a hard turn here.
Who's the coach or player, Chris? You could add coaches, players, whoever you want. Most pressure on them going into the playoffs.
I mean, how is it not Mike McCarthy? Just tell me, guys, how is it not Mike
Maybe
McCarthy?
Maybe Staley?
What year is this for Mike McCarthy in Dallas? Year three for Mike McCarthy in Dallas. Okay, so since 2015, coaches that are within their first three seasons in the National Football League have represented one of the teams in every single Super Bowl. Gary Kubiak in 2015, that was his first year. Dan Quinn, Atlanta Falcons, 2016. 2017, Doug Peterson. 2018, Sean McVay. 2019, Kyle Shanahan. 2020, who was the guy in 2020?
Which Super Bowl was 2020?
Come on, guys. Y'all going to make me go to my notes. I'm trying to be professional.
Sean McVay.
Bruce Arians.
No, Arians.
I mean, Bruce
Arians.
2020.
Bruce Arians in 2020. And then Zach Taylor in 2021. Come on, guys. It's year three. It's time.
What is that trend? Why you got to win a Super Bowl or represent the Super Bowl? Within 3 years, that's like the odds are you're not going to get there, right?
Because he was brought here to win a Super Bowl. I just paid a quarterback $40 million.
What did I just tell
you? I ain't paying him $40 million just to get in the playoffs. I ain't paying him $40 million to get bounced in the wild card. I'm paying him $40 million to win him a chip. And Jerry Jones sold us when he hired Mike McCarthy, hey, this guy has a Super Bowl ring on his resume.
He inherited a good team.
But what I tell you and Jay, though, Max. Or Mike McCarthy, but he had a Super Bowl ring on his resume. That is why Jerry brought him there. And for him not to deliver this year after back-to-back 12-win seasons, I mean, what are we waiting for? How long can you keep this core of players for the Dallas Cowboys together?
I told him that this morning. I said it's a 3-year deal, man. And remember I told y'all this morning, I said – 3 years is different than it used to be with Jerry Jones and other owners where they would hold on to guys for a long extended period of time. You start getting to that 3-year mark and you haven't done some of the stuff that Canty just talked about with those other coaches, they start thinking, you know what? Yeah, we can get rid of this dude. Think about it. Cliff Kingsbury just got it. After they gave him an extension after 4 years, they was like, no, man, we moving on. That's what the league does now.
Jay, it like I hear what Chris is saying. To me, it seems like that's why you can't lose game one right, to a sub 500 team. I think he's got to win two games. You got to get to the NFC Championship to keep his job. Anything less than that, I'll bet you he's bounced. Where are you with all this?
I'm NFC Championship game, but CeCe, I was the one that brought this up a couple months ago. I was like, wow, man, I heard from people how much Dan Quinn is getting paid. I'm like, you paying Dan Quinn a lot of money to keep him off the market. He's just roaming around the sidelines, and we know that the culture of this team is their defense. So, like, if that happens with Mike McCarthy, you got your replacement right there.
Yeah, and what puts more pressure on the situation is teams are throwing their hat in the ring to try to interview Dan Quinn. Yep. Like, all of a sudden, he's a hot commodity, and this happened once upon a time with Wade Phillips when your boy Jason Garrett was hired first as the offensive coordinator and made the highest paid coordinator in the NFL. What happened? A couple of years later, it became Jason Garrett's team. So, I mean, listen, I don't know if Dan Quinn ultimately ends up being the guy in Dallas, but because they have options that are in-house and coordinators and coaches that other teams are going to want, that's only going to heighten the degree of pressure that Mike McCarthy is going to feel going into this game on Monday night.
You're absolutely right. That's the first thing I told him this morning. I said, look, if Mike McCarthy, for some reason, loses and not gets to the NFC Championship game, the main guy is Dan Quinn in all of this. He will have opportunity to be a head coach. We know Jerry doesn't mind spending money on coaches and paying them as if they are the head coach. And if you're going to lose a defensive coordinator, now defense isn't playing all that great. They're playing good. They could play better. But if you're going to lose a guy that you love from a defensive standpoint and your defense is the reason you're in it, you're going to probably promote him rather than lose him. You and your head coach ain't really doing nothing. You're going to take Dan Quinn and put him in that seat and give him a bump, a little bit more money.
What about Dak while we're on the subject of the Cowboys? To me, I always thought that McCarthy gave Dak a little more runway than people realized because first you're going to bounce McCarthy, then you're going to bring in a new coach, and then if you win a playoff game, let's say next year, but it's first year with a new coach, they show progress, that buys him next year and maybe the year after that. Where are you with Dak?
Dak's got to be the difference in why the Cowboys are going to get to the conference championship game or better. He's got to be the difference. When you look at the teams that we think can win a Super Bowl in the NFC, it's a short list. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers. You know, everybody else, they're irrelevant to this conversation, and it feels like it's a little bit blasphemous to say that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers having Tom Brady on the sideline, but we don't trust the Bucs. It has to be Dak being a force multiplier, and if he's not capable of doing that and elevating the play of those around him to beat teams like San Francisco or like Philadelphia, and oh, by the way, he's going to have to do that on the road if he faces either one of them, then we got to start looking at Dak a little sideways. We got to start looking at him funny. It's almost like them Usher bucks or Mayweather money. They look funny in the light. This is a spotlight on Dak Prescott in this postseason. I'm not going to say it's a referendum on his career, but this is a career-defining moment.
But CeCe, are we already looking at him funny, though? I mean, in the 12 games he's played, he's tied for second in turnovers already this year.
Yeah. Right? I mean, nobody's turned the ball over more since week 9 than Dak Prescott. He's got 15 turnovers since week 8, 14 picks and one fumble. That's unacceptable, man.
Nah.
I mean, you can't win a lot of games when you have those self-inflicted wounds.
He went from the class of the division, that's the big advantage the Cowboys had. They had a quarterback, no one else did, to Jalen Hurts better than him this year.
Yep.
Daniel Jones is on the come up.
Yep.
I mean, like, so all of a sudden, it's not like you have this big advantage at quarterback in Dallas. As you said, you got to show that you can be the difference, a force multiplier. Coming up, that is the great Chris Canty, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, they say that numbers don't lie, but do they tell the whole story?
Why are you whispering?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh, we got a new game to play. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, Nuno, I see you out here.
Nuno, inventing a brand new segment on this show. Tell me what the numbers mean. Nuno, you doing the honors here?
Sure, why not? So looking at some of these matchups this weekend, and we'll start with the Bills-Dolphins. The Bills' offense ranks second in points per game, first in efficiency, and total QBR at home. Mm. Meanwhile, the Dolphins rank last in points per game and total QBR and 30th in efficiency on the road. What do the numbers tell you?
It's going to be a blowout.
Of course it's going to be a blowout.
That's what it sounds like, but they played them well the last time that they played each other. I think it was back in the mid-December when Miami went up to Buffalo, and they actually had a lead going into the fourth quarter about 6 points. So, but it sounds like a blowout. That's what it sounds like.
So here's what I will say. The Bills are 7-1 at home, and so much of their offense is relying upon Josh Allen to create opportunities, right? I do believe the numbers are skewed for the Dolphins because of Tua missing games. No, Key, that's the reality of it. But I'm still taking the Bills to cover in this situation. I think Miami's defense is going to have to be next level, but the game being at home for Buffalo is going to make it challenging. And it's Skylar Thompson, guys. Let's be real.
The numbers tell you they're going to kill him, yo. That's the line from
they're gonna
half
eight.
They're going to kill him. When the school teacher feeds the horse treats, right, and half-baked, and the horse keels over, and so now he's in jail. He's like, you got to get me out of here. And as they're walking out, I think he's going to be okay. They're going to kill him, yo. Like, the numbers say this is a massacre.
I mean, I wonder what the numbers would have said if Tua was 100% healthy for the season.
It would say the same thing.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, it would.
All right, let's move this along.
Yeah, hater.
You know, a couple of those games was on the road in Los Angeles,
Joseph
San
Finn
Francisco.
Johnson.
You know, Joey New
Finn
England.
Johnson.
You know, those games were on the road. Buffalo the first time. Those games were on the road, though, Jay, Bob,
Joey.
All right. Giants-Vikings. The Giants blitz at a 42% clip, which is the highest rate in the league. Mm. Since week 12, when facing a blitz, Kirk Cousins has completed 66% of his passes and has a QBR of 81, while Justin Jefferson is averaging 19 yards per catch against the blitz. What do those numbers tell you?
Keep talking that.
It feels like Justin Jefferson is going to have a field day against the Giants in the secondary based on bringing the pressure that they bring. And a guy is beating one-on-one coverage and blitz coverage at a high clip. That's what it sounds like to me. He's going to have a field day if they do that.
Yeah, it sounds like to me like this is going to be a close game again. And Even if Justin Jefferson is averaging 19 yards per catch against the blitz and that blitz rate is high for the Giants, like, it's not like they've been pulling away from a lot of teams, Max. Like, they've been blitzing a lot of teams. Like, you still be in the game. So my thing is, even if that number's high, you can still limit other people, and you hope that Kirk Cousins becomes a pumpkin.
Yeah, I would say the numbers tell me that what we're saying, the narrative that we're kind of fixing, this is Kirk Cousins' moment that show that he can do it under the bright lights and da-da-da, is real. He is in a good situation here. He's facing a defense that he should be able to pick apart, right? That's what the numbers tell me. Now we will see if Kirk Cousins can get it done.
You're in your bag and stuff like this. You love it. You love it.
That's what
it's
the numbers tell me.
It's the ultimate setup for you. It's the ultimate setup, though.
But the great thing about sports is you think I'm rooting one way or another.
No, I am
for the Giants, of course. But I don't. It's not like I'm rooting against Kirk Cousins normally. I want to see. Here's the question. What's going to happen? Steph Curry, we're in the finals. You've never won finals MVP. You've never played up to your normal stat. What's going to happen? Doesn't mean I'm rooting against. And then he did it. But if he wouldn't have done it, I'd be sitting here going,
the dude always balling in the finals.
No,
man,
it's not true.
Max.
No, it's not true. Stop that.
We can stay on football, man. We always balling.
All right. What's next, Nuno?
All right. Last game, Seahawks 49ers. The 49ers are only the 13th team in the Super Bowl era and the first in the NFC to enter the playoffs on at least a 10-game winning streak.
Wow.
But listen to this. The last seven have all failed to win the Super Bowl. The last four all lost in the divisional round, and only three of those 12 teams have won the Super Bowl. What do the numbers tell you?
Well, it says that the 49ers need to be worried about going and having to play against Seattle in San Francisco at home, obviously. But these two teams tend to split all the time. But based on those numbers, San Francisco need to be worried about the way they come out and play.
I mean, damn, knowing that a team having a 10-game winning streak, their chances to win the Super Bowl, I mean, have a 25% clip of the time. Like, it doesn't make you feel great on a 10-game win streak. But I don't know. Like, the thing that comes down to is I still think the 49ers can get there. As much love has been given to Brock Purdy, I wonder if we're going to be having a moment where the 49ers wish that Jimmy G were the guy making the play.
The numbers tell me that you're due to get popped if you win 10 in a row, right? Like, there is a coin flip element about NFL games. It can come down to, you know, like he always talks about turnover differential, basically. Don't throw interceptions. If you just get popped a certain way, the ball comes out, the other team recovers, plus two turnover differential, you're going to win 70%+ of the time. One call goes against you. Something happens. Like, to win 10 in a row, it's not just that you're excellent, a little bit of luck. So are you going to win 11 in a row? 12 in a row, 13 in a row, you're due to get popped. That's what the numbers tell me. Want to take some calls, guys, before we get out of here this segment?
Absolutely.
Antoine in Maryland. I like that segment, Nuno. Good job. Antoine in Maryland. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, man?
Hey, look, got to throw a little shade to my man, J. Will. Go Heels all day, every day.
Oh, the tough loss for you last night. Tough loss for you last night. How you feeling? You okay?
Hey, brother, it happens, but we're going to rebound. Now, back to the disrespect that my 49ers are receiving right now. I'm not really understanding why we are third in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl when we have a 10-game winning streak. And on top of that, maybe the best defense in the NFL. So we don't need a lot for Brock Purdy. We just need to keep the defense up, have Brock score some points, and we good. But I don't understand the disrespect that we are getting right now as the number two.
You can be number one, man. We're going to make you number one, Twan. Y'all number one.
By the way, for real, they might be number one, right?
Well, I don't understand why people act like that, though. It ain't no hate. That's just showing the odds of them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, odds are based on
– odds are based on fans betting.
Yeah, okay? Odds – the casino, basically, right? The person setting the odds is trying to get equal action on both sides, right? So you set the odds based on what you think the public is going to bet, not on what you really think is going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's always – these fans, man, Jay, I don't know how you deal with it. You say something negative, it's hate. It's like, okay, San Francisco's going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win it. They number one.
I'm done. You got it.
Yeah, you win, man. They're going to win it all. They're going to kick an 80-yard field goal in regulation.
80-yard field goal.
Has Kirby Smart and Georgia surpassed Nick Saban and Alabama as the gold standard in college football? And if not, what has to happen for that to be the case? That is coming up. Paul Feinbaum joins us. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.